1275 here at this time. Praise God. 1215. Look at this crowd. Hey, this is ridiculous. Now, how can all these young people be gathered together reading the Bible? How can this be? Pardon me. How can this be? You must be crazy. That was an interesting observation there. Let's get the Bible study out and really get into the Bible at this time. What do you think? And whoever has any comments to make, especially newcomers to our happy group, we want you to feel free to make comments. Express yourself, yes.
I like to say to all newcomers that they should feel free to do a not great thing. We are brothers and sisters.
Heavy. Praise God. Say, how about reports from the other fellowships at this time?
Where's the secretary?
All right, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Patty, and I'm from Bethlehem.
Yay!
And we have a fellowship at Bethlehem, and it's only 5 miles away from Allentown. It's pretty heavy. How many people are here from Bethlehem?
Look at my cross.
Wow!
All right, that's enough from the circus. Okay, now how about Redding? How's Redding doing? I noticed Redding sitting over here. So, Steve. How's Redding doing? Great.
Well, Skip and me and our wives, we're going to go start another fellowship in Conshohocken.
Norristown.
Or Norristown. And I saw it in Redding.
Also, Rick Stable and four others supposed to start in Pottstown. When?
Monday.
They got a place. Who's going? Rick?
Yeah.
And Dave? And Liz?
Dave.
Louise? And Dave? Heavy. Going to Pottstown. That's number 10. You know that. That's going to be number 10. How many believe we're going to have 15 fellowships this fall? How many believe it? Oh, boy. Taking a step in faith. Heavy. That's beautiful.
Hey, this is for Allentown people, or people who are moving to Allentown. We got a new dormitory. Third floor. Well, you know, we got the dormitory above Riley's next to 137. We got the one already. And Mr. P, our landlord, came over and graciously offered another one. It's a giant apartment for $75 a month. Very cheap. They're really big. I think we got two married couples living in it already, but... it's, you know, who knows what's going on. So whoever wants to live in there, see me.
Therefore, when these half-baked or half-grown sheep get out and start fellowships now, the idea is that Allentown is going to be Rocky Hill Seminary again. And it's medium people from pardon me a moment. Thank you. At this medium heavy people from other fellowships come here and get really heavy, then they go out and start fellowships. How about that? How about that? Yeah! And that way we multiply. Rocky Hill Seminary. That's the way it used to be a year ago. Rocky Hill Seminary, when the first bunch was getting heavy. Now they should go out and start fellowships and then start another generation. Remember, every 2 years. But then 2 years from now, Cleveland should be doing that, and Reading, and all of them, Harrisburg, all of them should be doing that. Having their own, you know, it's a heavy area there, and there's heavy people there. 2 years from now, there's what? People staying 3, 4, 5 years there. Yeah, that's a long time. Then they themselves are training people. whole new generation again, multiplying all over. That's where Skip's figures came from. Okay, now John 1:12. We should have these pages numbered, but they're not. Who received him, who believed in his name. A very, very heavy portion. Who received him, who believed in his name. We went through a bunch of verses that showed pretty clearly, even the few that we did, that it's necessary to receive and believe, and both of them are in the salvation verses. And if you have any doubts, by the way, you make notes on these papers and ask questions about how is this receiving, or how is this believing, or things like that. Now, area two here, cases concerning receiving first and then believing. Receiving first and then believing. That's the order in which it usually occurs, but not necessarily. Not necessarily. Let me tell you, who can think of the usual case where people are more into believing than they're into receiving? Where they grow more in terms of believing than they do in terms of receiving? No, the church trips. The other way around. The church trips, sure. When you grow up in church, sure, I believe in Jesus. And in a way you do, in a sense. Cases concerning receiving first and then believing. John 6:40. John 6:40 says, it's a very famous verse, it says, and this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him have eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day. Who sees the Son and believes in him. Now how many see receiving first there? Isn't it pretty obvious? You think it means the eyes. It doesn't mean seeing it with your eyes. It means, again, understanding, coming to, and thereby seeing, dealing with, being interested in. You can't see something unless you open your eyes, right? You have to be willing to see something before you'll see it, right? Right, Dave? Right, Audrey? You gotta be willing to see something. Just shut your eyes, you don't have to see it. Everyone who sees the Son, well, that's a figure of receiving. Seeing him is a figure of receiving him. By the way, knowing Jesus at the top of the list there, at the top of the chart, knowing Jesus. Knowing sums up receiving and believing. Knowing him, abiding in him, that's summing it up. All right, John 6:40, 12:36. That's a famous verse. John 12:36 says, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. While you have the light, it's receiving first. How can you receive it? Obviously, you've received it if you have it. While you have the light, believe in the light. While the light is among you. He meant himself, of course. They were dealing with him, but they weren't believing in him, though he had done so many signs before them. Yet they did not believe in him. So there it is. They were, at least he talked in terms of their receiving first. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Right? He put the receiving, believing, becoming sons of light. That's the order that he put it in. But in fact, they were doing neither there. And in fact, cases where they neither believed nor received. Is that one of them? No, I don't have that down here. But that would be one right there. 17:8, that's the one we did before. They have received them, for I have given them the words which thou gavest me. But they have received them, and know in truth that I came from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Pretty obvious he's been received first there, isn't it? They have received them, isn't it? I've given them the words which thou gavest me, that they have received them. Now, by the way, that's in the circle. Are you aware? That's a very, very heavy receiving. That's receiving his words. Are you aware of that now? Hey. That's heavy. This is a very heavy receiving, Jesus. This is in the circle. when you're receiving Jesus' words, you're in the circle. Yes or no? Don't you understand that? How many understand it? How many don't understand it? Receiving Jesus is one thing, but receiving his testimony, we went through this before. No one receives his testimony, is what John 3:32 says. Do you remember? No one receives his testimony. No human on his own can receive Jesus' testimony. You have to be in that circle. It's only through the Holy Spirit that anyone receives his testimony. The next verse says he receives his testimony. So there is a class that does receive his testimony. But it's those who are being saved, those who are saved. I have given them, well obviously they were saved, he was talking to his disciples. I have given them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Well sure, that shouldn't come as a surprise to you. His disciples received his words. They were in the circle and above it. You understand that? That's what I like about coming here to Cleveland. Everybody just sits there real quiet. It's not like Allentown. Boy, if we were back in Allentown, everybody would be asking questions and making comments and showing this and showing that. Sure wish I was back in Allentown. Well, I'll be there next one, Lord willing. Let's go to the next area here. Obviously, there's, 50 in there in that category. Cases concerning receiving first and then believing. I just touched three of them. There's 50 in there, just in that. Number three, cases of just believing and coming to nothing. John 2:23, which we went through before, do you remember? Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw his signs which he did. It came to nothing, though. They just believed, but it came to nothing. They didn't receive. Do you want to turn up a little? Keep checking it so you can get as much volume as you can without getting to the whining. Next is 664. 664. For Jesus knew from the first who those were that did not believe and who it was that should betray him. Somebody ought to be checking me. At this point, my brain is not that good. For there are some of you that do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who those were who did not believe in him and who it was that should betray him, right?
Yeah.
Right. In other words, and that's a case there. There are some of you that do not believe. 664. Cases of just believing and coming to nothing. There are some of you that do not believe. Read it again. Then that shouldn't be in there. I don't know what I'm doing there. Cases of just believing and coming to nothing. Am I missing something?
Am I?
Yeah, but the 223 was right. They didn't get the three things mixed up there. May I ask a question? Where is 664 in 3? Cases of just believing and coming to nothing. It isn't in the thing before it. 1464. C
six, it's 14? Or it's 464? Chapter 464, isn't it? Yeah, chapter 6, 14 and 64, yeah, it is. Yeah. But there are some of you that do not believe. I don't know what that's doing in there. So I'll just scratch that out. Yeah, well, just flip it down. Yeah, point it down to the other one. They were receiving him, all right. They were dealing with him, but they weren't believing in him. They were his very own disciples. Unless it's in there because they were believing like a head trip and not really believing. They had been going around with him. But I'm not even thinking of the context right now. Let me point this down. I've got a pen. Sorry, this is... Sorry, that reference is wrong. Let's go on to 741. That's a bummer. That's what you get. I've been rushing on this. Something terrible. Really, really wrong. If you have any questions about this, ask. 741. Now, 741 is a very famous verse. I'm going to tell it to you. It's a very famous verse, and I'm going to tell it to you. John 741. Now, John 741 is in the Gospel, and it has to do with the Gospel message as such, but of course, it as itself is furthermore, and it also is there was again a division among the Jews because of these words. No, others said. That's what I said.
I quit.
All right. Others said this is the Christ. Some said it's the Christ to come from Galilee. Others said this is the Christ. But some said, is the Christ to come from Galilee? Yeah, others said, this is the Christ. They were believing, all right. That's a high case of believing, saying that he is the Christ. Very high grade. This is the Christ. Wow. However, it came to nothing. There was a division over them. And as far as we know, it came to nothing. In the Gospel record there, it came to nothing. The picture there is one of a mob, you know, a bunch of people. When you have a bunch of people and you're talking about Jesus, there's bound to be a whole bunch that'll stick up for Jesus. You know, they're doing it sort of out of being nice, or it's their religious background, or they're, you know, well, I wouldn't knock anybody for his religion. He said he's the Christ, and who knows, you know. In other words, it didn't matter to them, so they could say anything and they could care less. That kind of a just thing, you know, debating about it. You know, the crowd getting together and having their gossip and so forth. That's the image in the context, and nothing came of it from what you see today. That's just believing but coming to nothing. And actually, it's also referenced to the other one. It's not in there. Cases of receiving and not believing. Some of them received him, but they didn't believe him. This is the Christ to come from Galilee. They were dealing with him, but they weren't believing. Now maybe that's a mild form of receiving. It certainly would be on the lower end of receiving. There's different degrees of receiving when you get into receiving. Different, there's heavy, medium, heavy, and light. And the believing also, medium, heavy, and light. John, so that was John 7:41. Number four, cases of receiving and not believing. Receiving and not believing. Now we see that, don't we? The people will deal with Jesus, but they won't really put their trust in him. That's what I was doing. Receiving Jesus but not believing in him. Or here's some scriptures for 5:7. Now John chapter 5, verse 7 is a very heavy. The sick man answered him. Philip answered him in chapter 5.
That's
what I said, the sick man. Where is she coming from? Well, I thought I would act up. Wow. Hey, listen,
she's been
up taping.
Yeah.
Typing, whatnot. Well, she's not going to. 5:7. Sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is troubled. While I'm going, another steps down before me. How is that a case of receiving but not believing? How is that a case of receiving but not believing? Does anybody know? Yes, Brother Herman. Hermeneutics is your favorite area, is it not, Edwin? Hermeneutics and philology, and the eschatology of pseudepigrapha. Pseudepigrapha. Herman, what?
Jesus asked him if he wanted to be healed, and the guy didn't really believe that Jesus could do it. He didn't really understand. He didn't really believe that Jesus could heal him.
There's no indication that he believed that Jesus could heal him, right? But what indication is there that he received him?
The fact that he talked to him.
Yeah, more than that too, though.
Admitting the fact that he couldn't make himself.
That wouldn't be receiving Jesus. That would be believing in him if he actually were doing that. No, he wasn't really doing that.
The fact that he wanted to be healed.
He showed that he wanted to be healed and he trusted himself. He opened up about it. He talked about his real concern in that area. He didn't just say, yeah, I want to get healed. Are you crazy? He actually pointed to his concern and he dealt with it. He fairly dealt with Jesus on this point. He actually dealt with it. Where he was really coming from, just straight. And he immediately got healed, didn't he? Now, he received, but he didn't believe. He didn't know anything. Sounds like John 9:37. And answered him, who is he that I may believe in him? 9:36. That's another one we're coming to later. For the man received Jesus very strongly. He didn't believe in him, but he was willing to believe in him. And then he asked Jesus, who is he that I can believe in him? He was willing to believe in him. Then Jesus told him that he did believe in him. It's a disturbing sense. 6:28 is another very heavy verse. It's a heavy verse that shows receiving and not believing. I'll tell you how it does it. 6:28 is a famous verse in the 6th chapter of John. And it's about, they said to him, what must we do to be doing the work of God? Well, they didn't know, really, but they asked straight, right? And in straight dealing with Jesus and asking and inquiring, that is one of the, isn't inquiring one of the words? No, inquiring is not seeking, thinking, being interested. Understanding, learning, finding out, coming. So that's what the man did there. He sought the facts. He asked. The crowd asked him, right? The other way around. It's receiving but not believing. It's receiving and not believing. What must we do to be doing the work of God? That's receiving. How many understand that that is receiving? How many really see it? How many are in doubt over it? How many are in doubt over it as to whether that's receiving or believing? The man asked a question. He didn't state. He didn't say. He was mighty, mighty far from John 11:27. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, he who is coming into the world. Good grief. That's a very heavy statement. He was very far from there. He's saying, well, then who is he? What is the work of God? What must we do to be doing the work of God? Well, that's showing ignorance in the first place. But they were open about it. And that comes under receiving. Seeking. Weren't they seeking when they asked, what must we do? Isn't that seeking? Well, seeking and trusting yourself to Jesus and saying, well, maybe I'll get my answers from Jesus. That attitude is receiving. Okay, next, 941. The 941, I know it anyway. Certainly, it's a very famous verse. It's in the Gospels, in the ninth chapter of Matthew. Jesus said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say we see, your guilt remains. They were receiving Jesus. In fact, they even knew so much that they could mock him and cut and carry on and so forth. And they did see. Now that you say we see. Well, in a sense, they were claiming to have received Jesus. In the sense of dealing with him, a very light type of receiving. They wouldn't go into a deeper, honest receiving. They, in a very surface way, received him and dealt with him, but not really fairly. And it came to nothing. They received him in a way. Some of the Pharisees standing by said, are we also blind? Sort of like half a cut and half a question. And so there's a little element of receiving in there. But there was no believing. Now that you say we see, your guilt remains. So they couldn't have received and believed. If they were receiving just that tiny bit and believing just an equally tiny bit, Jesus would have dealt with them altogether different. You understand that? That's what you do when you're witnessing. When someone is receiving a little and believing a little, you come on one way. When they're receiving a little and not believing at all, or vice versa, or different mixtures, this should help you to understand what you're doing anyway. Uh, 941 was there. Number five, putting them together in slightly different words. Yeah. Putting them together in slightly different words. 524, 651. 524, he hears my word is like receiving. But then you've got to go through, like John 3:33, he receives his testimony, set the seal just that God is true. You have to juggle it around a little bit, but you can show, you know, by a common denominator that seeing is receiving. Hearing is receiving. Hearing his words is receiving. So it's the same thing, but in slightly different words. 651. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Huh?
No.
Well, 851. Okay, that's two for you, one for me. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I shall give to the life of the world is my flesh. They're saying the same thing again. I'm the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. You know what? I really am spacing out of tiredness. I really am. Is anyone else? I really am. Oh my goodness. Doc, when I came across that 664, boy, that really broke me up there. That's actually a wrong reference. Anyway, 651. Putting it together in different words. Receiving and believing. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, well now that's receiving right there. If you're eating of the bread, when he says it came down from heaven, you're receiving it. That's receiving it. The bread which I shall give for the life of the world is my flesh. Where Where does believing come in there? Somebody help me out. Oh, yes, he will live forever, works back. Oh, yeah, you work backwards. Usually, he who believes, says in 647, he who believes has eternal life. It's believing that gives you eternal life. So somehow, eating his bread is believing in him also. What? Right. Pull it out, friend. 17:3. Try and really whip it together. Hey, that's all right, so did we get through half? Tomorrow night, we'll do the other half.